This episode of Critical Hit is being brought to you by Loot Crate. Hey everyone, we've been subscribers of Loot Crate for years. I love all the geeky things that come with the monthly subscription service. My wife loves the pop culture clothing that comes with the monthly crate. And our kids love the toys and the little gadgets and gizmos that the monthly Loot Crate brings to our door. Now, Major Spoilers is full of pop culture and geeky goodness, which is why we're happy to have Loot Crate as a sponsor for this week's episode of Critical Hit. Every month there's a different theme, and all items are curated around that theme. Themes are inspired by major movies and video game releases, as well as pulling from pop culture franchises that we all know and love. The onslaught of big summer blockbusters makes May the perfect time to celebrate some of pop culture's unstoppable, unrelenting, and unbeatable characters and objects. In May, Loot Crate has something you can carry, something for your kitchen, and a cool figure to go with your monthly t-shirt and pin. Featuring two Marvel items plus Warcraft and Dragon Ball Z, no one crate should have all this power! Oh, don't worry, it's not over 9,000. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. If you want to get in on the next themed Loot Crate, you have until the 19th at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. When the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So make sure to head over to lootcrate.com/critical, enter the code critical, and save $3 off any new subscription. That's lootcrate.com/critical, enter the code critical, save, and then just wait for all the goodness to arrive to your door. Speaking of goodness, here's the new episode of Critical Hit.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. Thank you for everyone who is a fan. And really, if you guys wanted to do something this week, you could head over to iTunes and leave some of those fabulous 5-star reviews. We love seeing those over there. And while you're over there, or while you're in the process of going over there and leaving those 5-star reviews, Rodrigo, let us tell a story this week.
Okay, so last time
on Critical Hit!
Woo! What did happen last time on Critical Hit?
We're gonna get that.
We climbed and fell off the mountain.
Randus fell into a cave.
Yes.
Randus fell into a cave and
Matthew ended up with spears pointed at his face.
Bios.
Again.
It's a different continent this time.
It's a different planetary body.
Yeah.
Different character too.
Yep.
So I don't even remember any of that.
Nope.
I don't find it in any way suspicious that once again the universe is trying to kill me.
Okay.
So, yes. Randus is kind of sitting at the center of a cave, and he kind of just rolled all the way in. Sakaar is now at the entrance of this cave, and there are upwards of 20 elves here, all pointing spears are at either of you.
And I have swords.
Yep, and Sakaar drew some swords.
Sakaar, how about put the swords down for now?
I think not. Who is the leader here?
There is an elf. As you look around and ask that, there's an elf who doesn't have a spear pointed at you or at either of you. He's just holding his. I am.
My associate is Warden Duthane.
Hi.
My name is Lord Sakaar. We mean you no harm.
Oh. All right. Well, put your swords away.
Will you instruct your men to lower their spears once I have?
Certainly.
Very well. Sakaar carefully puts his swords away.
Okay. The moment they're down, the spears come down.
I apologize for the intrusion. My associates and I were simply climbing, and there was a mishap.
Sorry.
That's all right. He walks over and offers Randaz his hand.
Take it with my left hand.
Okay. Helps him up.
Yep. Stands up.
Kinda. So these elves are the most clothed elves you've ever seen. They're wearing a lot of white, gray, and reddish fur, mostly cloaks. But also, the majority of them are wearing shoes. They're all holding spears. It's a pretty diverse group. There's, you know, about half boys, half girls, and their skin is dark. They've got some dark freckles on their faces, or the majority of them do, and their hair colors vary between green, red, and brown.
Now, when Little Sparkle was talking about previously about elfish elviness, were we, or did, I mean, we're in the mountains looking for elves, are we not? Kind of, sort of?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yes, these may be the elves we are looking for.
Okay. And we're aware of this.
Sparkle's explained several times her plans to rendezvous with the mountain elves who are actively in rebellion against the Coil.
Okay. If I may, I have an associate whom I'd like you to meet.
They're the ones on top of this peak here?
They are.
Mm-hmm. He looks at Randaz.
Hi.
And says, how about I send someone out to get them?
I would be agreeable to that.
That would be most appreciated.
Doesn't even say anything, like two of them just walk out the cave past Sakaar.
Sakaar makes sure not to in any way hamper their movement or be in their way.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back on top, they decide that Ked is going to go.
Go down Ked. And help.
Start. So,
Fine. I'll go. Fine.
Yeah. As Ked starts to make his way down, he sees two elf heads pop out of the cloud cover.
Pop back up so they can stand up.
Oh, they're standing.
Well, they're standing.
Yeah, you're basically making your way down. The clouds are underneath, and as you're making your way down, they pop up.
Hi.
Hello. Your compatriots are safe. You can come down this way.
Okay. Did you two hear that?
Huh?
There's a couple elves down here. They say the other guys are safe.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Start making our way down.
Okay. Yep. Start coming down.
Okay.
If they were lying to us, Ket would know.
Sure.
Yeah, they're covered in blood, and one of them has Randaz's arm as a weapon, but clearly they're not. They're fine.
No worries.
No. Big, all sharp, right, you piece, guys, but everything's fine. It's fine.
You guys make your way down and find yourselves in a cave full of elves.
Hello.
Hello.
Little Sparkle will actually say in Elven, are you part of the group that's been giving the Coil so much trouble?
They all look at each other. You could say that. Who are you?
You can call me Little Sparkle. I'm no friend of the Coil's. And I was hoping to help you.
I see. Well, we are currently in the middle of a patrol, but we can bring you back to one of our outposts. We can talk there.
That would be great.
He makes some hand motions, and basically the majority of them leave, and six, including him, stay. And they motion for you to follow them.
Cool.
We follow.
Yep.
Are they exiting the cave?
Nope. They're going deeper into it.
Oh.
Go through, not over.
What's the visibility like?
It's pretty low. Basically, you can see okay if you have low light vision or better. But if you don't, then you're kind of at the mercy of whoever is immediately in front or behind you. The cave's also pretty narrow. There are some sources of light around, which appear mostly to be fungal in nature.
Cool bioluminescence.
Yep.
I'm liking it.
See what you did there? That is terrible.
Yeah.
if you point it out, that ruined it, man.
All right. So you come down to what appears to be another cave. This one has a pool in the center. Swimming around in it are a bunch of different critters, little fish, bugs, and perhaps more obviously these like little pink salamanders. They kind of motion for you to walk around it.
Mm-hmm. Walk around it.
Yep.
Okay. Follow their lead.
Yeah. Those little pink salamanders look familiar.
Yep.
I see.
You guys start moving back up, and then after some time, you guys pop back out into the open. But this appears to be kind of a secluded little plateau in the middle of the mountains. There are several huts here, and also some covers for what appears to be the entrance to other caves. There's a couple of fires going. This place is pretty spacious. There's also elves walking around.
Hello.
Hi.
The elf up front says, come this way. Just wait here. And basically takes you to a fire, which is pretty nice because it's really cold up here.
Okay.
The other elves stay, just kind of keeping an eye on you.
All right.
Am I still wearing the hat?
Yes.
My ears look a little pointier.
Okay.
Trying to fit in.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, actually, Sparkle will at this point take off her hat, because if there winds up being a fight, I want to have, you know, my right head slot item on, and I don't really care about not being a Kenku here.
Okay. There is some tension when that happens, just because they weren't expecting that human lady to turn into a bear, bird, so. But nothing goes down. Eventually, the elf that was in charge of that group comes out with another elf. This one is a lady. She walks up to you guys, bows, and she says, welcome to our encampment. My name is Lilondel. I'm the leader of the Porphyry Mountain Band. It is a great honor to have you here with us.
Sparkle will bow. Thank you very, very much for your hospitality.
We all bow.
Yeah. Follow suit.
You want to spell her name for us, Rodrigo?
Sure.
Probably not.
It is LYLLONDELLE.
Okay. So, I think we may be looking for you.
Yes, we've been expecting you.
Yeah.
Really? Who told you we were coming?
Multiple sources, actually. Really, we've been expecting everyone except for him, and they point at Sakaar.
Hmm.
Follow me. I'll explain on the way.
All right. Ooh,
follow.
Okay.
You.
I find that disturbing.
I think it's because of the hat.
I give Cat back his hat.
Okay. Sakaar turns back into Sakaar.
Put my hat in my backpack.
So, and she says, basically, you guys walk into another cave. She grabs a torch on the way in. We, for a few years, we waged a war against the Coil, a losing war. Until we were visited by a Twilight Guardian who we came to call the Mountain Ghost. She helped to free our people from bondage, but after we were able to regroup and launch a few attacks to get the Coil out of our lands, she had to go help another band. She did leave some things for you, though.
Okay.
All right.
So as you guys are walking in this cave, basically this is all carved out of the same kind of reddish, pinkish, flecky stone. But in this cave, you notice this kind of pattern along the walls, basically this intricate carvings that look like plants, just kind of a vine with like flowers or leaves or whatever coming out of it, and it's all kind of covered all over the walls. She keeps walking, says, you all can of course rest here. We don't have much in the way of facilities if you need anything, but we have food and drink if you need it.
Thank you. We're mostly looking for a way to get from here to New Mawakal, and also to warn you that the Coil is sending significant forces against you.
Yes, we know, and they are not. You guys basically get to this big chamber. There's several elves in here just doing random tasks. She kind of, you know, walks in and motions for you to walk. This room is also kind of decorated with that plant motif. She says, we, thanks to the Mountain Ghost, handed the Coil a decisive loss. Those troops you saw are not going to attack. For the past several months, the Coil has been, to our understanding, trying to save face by sending groups. And we've actually met with Bilio, their leader. And we've agreed on a ceasefire, which they are not publicizing to their people, from what I understand. Basically, this way the Coil gets to show that they're still fighting and they mostly leave us alone. And Bilio, who from what I can see is an old and lazy man, can actually just essentially retire in the mountains.
I see.
Fascinating.
As that squadron that you ran into, they're checking that everything is still true and holding up the way we thought. If you'd like to check on that as well, you are certainly welcome to. We don't trust the Coil. Well, I was going to say we don't trust them any farther that we can throw them, but we can actually throw them pretty far. We don't trust the Coil, but we trust that their bureaucracy is slow and their people are out for themselves. So when they instituted Bilio as a leader of this project, it really gave us a lot to work with.
You seem to have a correct assessment. If we could not be noticed by the Coil operatives, then that would be ideal.
That is fine. You certainly do not have to get involved here. In fact, by reputation, I would prefer that you didn't, as both of your groups, which seem to have united into a single one, are famous for being highly disruptive.
Us?
Certainly not.
In any case, if you want, we can take you to... She kind of motions to Orem, Randis, and Ket. If you want, I can take you to your... to what the mountain goes left for you. She turns to Little Sparkle and says, we also have... we have the items that Zeldrin left here.
Zeldrin?
I believe you knew him as Prince Flowers.
Oh. Then yes, yeah, I'd love to see that.
He said that you or a Minotaur might come looking for things if he was to pass, and from what we understand, he has.
That is true.
Well, we cared for him very much, so you are among friends here.
Thank you.
She motions for somebody to walk over to these guys and says, take them into the Mountain Ghost Chamber. And then motions for Little Sparkle to follow her.
I will do so.
Okay.
So, what does the car do?
That was awkward. Just standing in a room by myself, huh?
Well, there's some elves around.
Be a bad time to have an episode, I think.
Thank you, Brian. Give him other ideas. It would also be a bad time to light me on fire.
Well, it was.
Isn't that your job?
Oh, please.
Hands one of the elves some lighter fluid.
There's really nothing saying that you can't go with these guys. It did, the whole Little Sparkle thing did seem kind of solemn. So you might not want to go there, but there was really no indication that you couldn't just follow these other guys. Or, you know, basically they just left you alone in this place. Now without supervision, like nobody is.
Dance party.
Yeah.
It's a boy dance party. Actually, I will explore through this area and maybe get an idea of what's going down, if you will.
Okay, we'll get back to you here in a second. First, let's go with Little Sparkle.
Cool.
So, yeah, Little Sparkle is led into another chamber, which again has these markings on the walls. In this place, there is basically these like a bunch of leather bags, like big leather sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then aside from that, there are also these little metal canisters as well. And then sitting on top of, basically the canisters are all up in a row, and on top of it, there's like this little case. She walks over to the case and takes it, hands it to Little Sparkle, and says, "I think he specifically wanted you to have this. He talked about the free enterprise a lot when he was here. We never understood him well. He was different. I think he would have made a good Twilight Guardian if he had had the chance, but
What is a Twilight Guardian?
Twilight Guardians are the they are elves among elves. They are the wisest and most powerful. They basically they are traveling judges, teachers, guides, leaders. They never stay very long because we believe that every given band should be sovereign and able to do their own thing. The Twilight Guardians do not rule us, but they help us. So in times of strife, a Twilight Guardian or maybe more will appear and help a band before vanishing again. They tend to be somewhat strange. It takes a particular kind of elf to become a Twilight Guardian. So, like I said, it is not in an elf's nature to pick up and leave their band, but he did, and I think he did it for good reason. I think if we had listened to his concerns earlier, we maybe would have had to avoid this entire situation with the coil. I don't know. That is maybe just grief talking.
Yeah.
She answered the case.
She'll take it and nod. I mean, I suppose in his own way, he was a guardian to the free enterprise in that way. He did a lot of good with us. And then
I'm sure he was.
He disappeared. Thank you.
Yes, this is all things that he left here. I believe this will be of value. So please take it all. Obviously, he has no use for it. And quite honestly, we have no use for it.
Very well. I will.
She just walks. She bows to you and walks out of the room.
She'll sit down and open the case.
Okay. Inside the case is this really beautiful ornate dagger. So it's basically, you know, just kind of this long stiletto type thing. And then the little tiny cross guard, and then the hilt kind of turns into this the cross guard has these like little pincers, and then the hilt kind of curls back into a scorpion's tail.
Neat.
Yep. So you'll get a chance to look at it and play with it, but this is a level 20 poison dagger.
Ooh, wow.
Which you and our listeners can find on the Adventurer's Vault, page 75.
I will take a look at that. And then what else seems to be in these bags and cases around the room?
Okay. If you open the cylinders, they seem to have this silvery dust inside, which you recognize as residuum, which is basically a, you know, broken down artifacts and things like that that are basically just pure magical components. When you go to open the bags, they are full of money. Oh, it is just like a giant stash of money. Like basically any time you guys ever did a job that paid off, Flowers just sent his money here.
Oh, that's perfect and so sad.
Yep. So Little Sparkle is looking at, as she does a quick tally and her rogue senses automatically tell her, you're looking at about 105,000 in magical components, which might be more reasonable for the other guys to figure out.
Yeah.
And then 88,000 in gold.
Well, I think that process like of the tallying is going to take a little while, because there's also just going to be a lot of like sitting in there, you know, like remembering Flowers.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We'll cut away.
Cool.
Meanwhile, in another chamber, Orym, Randus, and Ket are led into what appears to be an important chamber. Essentially, they walk in, there are torches around, and they see that, in fact, these plant carvings on the walls kind of converge into this room and up to an image that is carved into the wall, basically the main wall as you walk in through the entrance. It is an enormous carving, basically a big, huge etching of what appears to be an elf. She is wearing a mountain goat skull on her head, so her face is obscured, covered in the pelt from the goat. There are two hair protrusions coming down from either side that you might describe as poodle-like. And basically, she is holding out her hands in a very sort of like goddess-type position, and these plants are flowing out from it. And below that, at the base of it, there are three parcels. And as you approach them, you see that they are these big parcels that are wrapped in these pretty nice leaves that have been dried to basically hold up better. Each of them also has a beaded and woven bracelet that is tying it all together. And each of them have a name on them. And the names, you know, in turn are Orym, Ket, and Randus.
Nice.
If you guys open your parcels,
yeah.
Let's go with Randus.
Okay.
Randus finds this big poncho. Basically, it's just this like super nice, like kind of tan and dark brown kind of cowboy looking poncho, as well as a pair of really sturdy looking boots inside. Randus gets a cloak of resistance, which is that poncho, which you can find on the player's handbook, 250, and the level on that is level 17. And he also gets some boots of quickness, which are a level 18 magic item, which you can find on the Adventurer's Vault, page 126. All right. Next up, Orym opens his, and there is let me just double check that I have this right. Yep. Basically, Orym opens his, and it is just a long, black woven rope, which is just tied at the ends. It's pretty clear that you're kind of supposed to wear it as a belt. So this is a Baldric of Valor, which is a level 21 magic item, which you can find on Morden Kanan's Magnificent Emporium, page 79.
Okay.
And that is it there.
All right.
And then Kat finds a a necklace that is kind of woven in the same way as the bracelet that has a an eagle's talon as kind of like the charm at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a leather, a black leather belt or a black leather belt. The charm is a lucky charm, which is a level 19 next slot item, I believe, which you can find on the Adventurer's Ball Vault 2, page 66 or 67. And
level 19 for that one?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the belt is a belt of breaching, which is also a level 19 item, also on the Adventurer's Vault 2, page 114.
Let's see. Lucky charm, level 19, and belt of breaching.
Yep. Level 19 as well. All right. So, while you guys add all that up, we'll flip over to Sakaar.
Mm-hmm.
What does Sakaar do?
I explore the area.
Okay.
What do I find?
Well, these chambers have been carved out of that same rock. This appears to be some sort of central meeting place. There don't seem to be like, you know, you don't run into like a bedroom area or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You do find one that leads to another little plateau on the outside, basically on the other side of the one you came in from.
Mm-hmm. So they've tunneled entirely through the mountain range.
Yeah. You know, some of these mountains seem natural, others seem carved. Basically, you know, it's really hard to tell from any given vantage point how deep these caverns go.
Mm-hmm.
Although generally speaking, they seem pretty shallow. Like these guys seem to be pretty okay with just walking around, you know, on the outside of the mountain, somehow not totally just slipping to their deaths constantly.
Elven toes.
Yep.
They're forked, I believe.
Yeah, that's gotta be it. But yeah, Sakaar basically looks around and he runs into an elf. He's kind of coming down the same tunnel. And he stops and is like, "Oh, are you one of our guests?"
"I am."
"Are you here to see the wise woman?"
"Yes. Yes, I am."
"Oh, great. She's right through there."
"Thank you. I'm being subtle."
"Right.
Right.
Yep.
I visit the wise woman." I hope okay. That's not a euphemism for something.
It does not seem to be, although Sakaar, not always, or having not dealt with elves for a while, you know, having gone through a drought of hanging out with elves, may have briefly expected to walk through and see an old woman, but of course she walks in and finds someone who looks like they're 20, like all elves.
Right. Momentarily, but never visibly shocked.
Sure. She is sitting at a spent fire and is kind of reaching for the ashes and marking down the stone in front of her.
"Good day."
"Oh, good day to you. Who do I have the pleasure of addressing?"
"I am Sakaar Oblia."
Oh, Sakaro Blia. I've heard of you.
Have you?
I have. I think I knew some of your masters.
Indeed. I'm very surprised.
No, you shouldn't be. We get around, given enough time and being able to turn into seals and dolphins. She gestures for him to have a seat.
He does.
My name is Lul.
The pleasure is mine.
So, something tells me that you are worried about something.
You would be correct.
And what is it?
Recently, I've been experiencing some very unusual spells, for lack of a better word. Not in the conventional spell sense, of course, but...
I know what you mean, yes.
They started when we entered the mountains, but I'm not sure if they're related to the place or to the man.
I see. And what have you done to check?
My associates have done any number of prods and visions, and I myself have spoken with some of the salamander spirits of very little avail. To be honest, mostly I've suffered.
I see. Well, I did not sense any real spiritual turmoil when you all arrived. Well, not from you anyway.
This is good.
But just to be sure, and she basically takes her sooty hand and she just blows it at you. And on its way towards you, it goes into the spent pyre and then just comes out with a lot more. And there is like, basically it coalesces into this like really kind of creepy looking, ephemeral wolf monster, which starts, circling you. You know, it's mostly made of ash and smoke, and it has eyes that look like embers.
Does it look like it's dangerous, or is it part of...
It looks like it's extremely dangerous. It doesn't look like it wants to attack you. Let's put it that way.
This is good. So I won't immediately draw a sword.
Okay.
See, I cannot draw a sword sometimes.
Sure. Yeah, it circles you a couple of times and then just kind of dives back into the pyre and disappears. And she looks to you like she just asked you a question but clearly didn't.
So.
Yes.
What have we learned?
Well, how did you feel?
Momentarily disturbed.
I see. But not supernaturally disturbed.
No. Well, in as much as I didn't expect an ashen creature, but to be honest, I feel foolish and probably should have expected such a thing now that I think of it. But no,
You should not. That is not necessarily something that happens all the time.
But expecting the unexpected.
So, you are afflicted by something, and you don't know what it is. You must know that it's not an issue with your primal connection, because you do not have a problem manifesting your abilities or speaking with spirits. I'll tell you what I know. I called for someone. For you. I blew into the smoke and I asked for someone to come here. And what showed up was a wolf spirit, but not any wolf spirit. One that is a hunter, one that is hungry, and one that could not be mistaken for anything else. So, I can only assume that in some way you are a hunter, you are hungry, but perhaps you are hiding that hunger in some way. And this thing that keeps happening to you, I think it is power. It is not a bad thing. It's something that is trying to manifest, but somehow you are keeping it down. And she looks down and starts, you know, kind of writing stuff with the ash again in front of her. Perhaps you should feed it.
I admit it had occurred to me. Still, there are many issues with that.
I suppose. Elves are hunters. We naturally understand where we stand in the world, where predators and prey stand in the world. But humans and those raised by humans are not like that. They have to be taught to be predators. They have to learn it. They have to come to terms with the fact that to eat something that is an animal is to end a life. It's a different sort of killing than it is to defend oneself or to fight a war or accomplish something.
Mm. Very much so. You've given me much to think about. Thank you.
Well, that's good. You've also given me something to think about. But in any case, you should know that whatever this turns into, I do not judge you. All of our natures are different, and as bright ones, as it were. We're not in the business of getting into each other's business.
Certainly not, and I appreciate that.
Huh. You're welcome to sit here and meditate as long as you want, but if you'd like to leave, you can do that as well.
I believe I will. Thank you.
She nods and goes back to her scribblings.
Scribblings.
Yep.
Do, 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 do.
So what does the car do?
We enter back into the hallway.
Okay.
There's a hallway.
Yep.
Do I know which direction the hallway exits to that area that we found? That plateau?
The main one?
No, the other one.
Sure. It's you just kind of come back out this hallway and then in a different direction.
I think I may go that direction.
Okay. I'm going to go hang out at the plateau for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you do there?
I am definitely communing with some spirits on this mountain now.
Okay.
There are some mountain spirits which need communing with.
Okay. Meanwhile, what do you guys do with all your new gear?
Yeah. Show it to each other, put it on.
Yeah.
Look around to see if there are any messages left for us besides the packages.
Mm-hmm. There are not.
How do you guys think she knew there'd only be three of us?
She was there.
Yeah, she was
or,
there.
How do you think she knew the three of us would be back together?
That part I don't know.
Yeah. I was She might have been getting the same messages. I mean, she spent send Sparkle directly, or were they just? I don't know.
No,
we should probably know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get any messages.
No, not just the news of the assassins. Probably assumed we'd be looking into it.
Probably. That makes sense.
Little Sparkle can come in, too, if she's looking for these guys.
Sure. She'll come in. She's probably got a new dagger tucked into her belt and some canisters. That she hands one to Randus and one to Orym.
Oh, what's this?
Magic stuff.
Oh. I open up my canister.
Oh. Yeah, there's some residuum in there.
Hey, look. Magic stuff.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't get you anything.
It's not really from me.
Oh.
But I figured you could use it better than I could.
Yeah. Slide it into my handy haversack.
Yeah, if you want to, Steven, if you want to, did you write down how much it was?
I got the gold. I didn't get the full
105,000.
105, okay, because I had 150. Yep. So, yeah, okay, got it down now.
Do you want?
Yeah, we can split it in half or whatever, so that's fine.
What was it?
105.
So, how much are each of you getting?
Half.
So, 52.50.
52.50.
Yeah.
52,500, I guess.
Yeah.
52.5.
Question, Little Sparkle. Hmm. Do you think that they might know anything about Leck and where they might be holding him? I mean, they said they have an agreement with this Bilio guy who apparently is the leader of the Coil.
He's not the leader of the Coil. He's the leader of this operation.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think maybe they might even have... I mean, I don't know how compartmentalized the Coil keeps everything, but maybe they know something about Leck?
Extremely, and probably not, but I mean, it's worth the ask. They seem very friendly and helpful. Especially if Flowers was through here at all before... He died. I mean, he knew about Leck, so he might have told them. But I doubt they'll know where he is or be able to get us to them.
Okay. Well, it's like not... That. Doesn't hurt to ask.
No, absolutely not.
And this is the first time you've ever met them or worked with them?
Yeah. I mean, elves don't really come out of their homes that often around here.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Where did Sakaar get off to?
I don't know.
Okay.
Should we go look for him, I suppose?
Yeah.
Someone's got to have seen where he went, right?
Hopefully.
Probably.
So we go looking for an elf.
Ask around, yeah.
Or what's what's her name? Lalondale.
Yeah.
Find her.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you for sharing this with us and letting us know about this. We're looking for Sakaar.
Last I heard, he had gone to see the Wise Woman.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Can you show us where she might be at?
It's right down that hallway.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Thank you. Another question. Have you heard through your network however you work here, have you heard talk of someone from the Central Continent named Leck?
No.
Well, they kidnapped him from there, which is why we are here. And we're, trying to rescue him or find him.
I'm sorry, I do not all I know is what Zeldrin told us, and he didn't mention that person specifically.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. We'll go find our friend.
Very well.
Go down the hallway.
Okay. You guys go down the hallway and eventually find yourselves in a room with an elf who is like inscribing things on the ground with some soot.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Orym Rivendorn. Bow.
Ah, yes. This you is... are the Guardian's companions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At one time.
Well, it is good to see you.
It is good to see you.
How may I help you?
We are looking for our friend Sakaar.
Yes. He is... I believe he is in the outer plateau. He is thinking.
Ah, okay.
Oh, okay.
You think we should go up and see what he's up to or just leave him be?
He'll probably come find us when he's ready,
okay.
I assume.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do for you?
She looks at you guys. I don't think so.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for the help. Yeah.
She absentmindedly waves and goes back to her scribblings.
All right. So I guess we go back to a fireplace or a fire.
So how do you three know?
The mountain.
She helped us save the world.
Yeah. And the Feywild.
Worlds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Planes.
Mm-hmm.
So what did... Brooke brought her all the way here.
That I would not be privy to. Ket.
Elf troubles?
Elf troubles, okay.
Her duties as
her
a,
duty
twilight
is a twilight guardian.
What?
You guys were sent away, so I don't know what happened after you guys left.
We got split up.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She did have that.
Oh,
letter.
Should have a scroll, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about the southern...
Twilight Guardian southern. Stuff, I'm sure. And now she's off on some other adventure.
Oh, so she was already a Twilight Guardian before she came here? Or when she was with you?
She was that way when we met her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so meanwhile...
It's a smaller world than I thought.
Yes, indeed.
Looks more and more small.
So what is Sakaar doing meanwhile?
Sakaar is pondering whether to set out into the night and take her advice.
I see.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That was a yes.
Okay. So what does Sakaar do?
From where he is sitting, what can he see?
Mountains.
There seem to be anything on the mountains.
Sure, here and there. Outcroppings, trees, the odd mountain goat off in the distance.
This may be more difficult than I thought. Stupid mountains. Going to climb higher.
Okay. You climb higher.
Is there anything other than mountain?
Nope. You guys are, you're pretty high already, and if you go higher, you're just going to get mostly mountain. If you're trying to find non-mountain stuff, then you have to start going down.
How far down would one expect one would have to go?
It depends what you're looking for. You know, scrubby vegetation, not very far. Full-on trees, a while. You know, any given animal, well, you know, they're probably found somewhere on the mountain, unless you're looking for like an orca or something. You're not going to find one of those.
How about just a couple of salamander coil guys?
Yep, you can just go back the way you came. That's where those guys were going.
But how far back would I have to go?
A while. You'd basically have to pop back out of here and head back down to the mountain where you were and then figure out where those guys were going. Obviously, the easiest way would be to go all the way back to Mendezalo and just take that path, and that would lead you straight to some Salamander's Coil guys.
Well, that's stupid. Well, that's not stupid, obviously. I'm not calling you stupid. Please don't kill me with fire from the sky.
I didn't think you were.
Okay. Rob would have thought I was.
For who would have that hubris?
I am made of hubris and also cheese. So knowing what I know about her advice, what's a mountain goat?
What's a mountain goat?
Well, no, not like that. In terms of her advice, because I'm really talking circles around this at this point.
Sure. You know, it sure is a living, breathing organism. I mean, as far as specific requirements, it would be fine.
All right.
And definitely, I think what she's getting at is that it's not the actual act, but the denial of it that's been the problem. So even if it was even just for the ritual of it, it would be, it would probably help, at least help.
That's what the voice in my head says. Okay. I shall hunt me a goat.
Okay. We do not necessarily need to see that. Just describe yourself back into the scene whenever you want.
Okay.
So you guys are hanging out waiting for Sakaar?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
They're really nice boots. Very comfortable.
A few elves come by and offer you some food.
Thank you.
It is...
So that's what it tastes like cooked.
It appears to be primarily made of boiled moss.
Yummy.
That's what it tastes like cooked.
I think boiled moss played. Never mind. There was a joke there, but I couldn't do it. I was busy.
Sure.
Yeah.
If Lilandel is around, I would have a few more questions for her, but I can wait till Sakaar's back.
No, she is.
Okay. Sorry, my cat stepped on the mute button. I had heard that rumors that the Numat Wakal 5 were working with the Mountain Ghost. Do you know if there is any truth in that?
I think they crossed paths. The Mountain Ghost actually made it as far as Numat Wakal in her investigation, so I think that's where they met.
Oh, but they hadn't been this far?
No, we never hosted them here.
Do you have any advice on the best way to get from here to Numat Wakal without getting too much attention from the coil?
Oh, well, I suppose we would do it by following the mountains, but from what our scouts tell us, some of you are having trouble with the climb.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose in that case, my advice would be to walk along the base of the mountains. And there are paths there, from what I understand. Or, why deny yourselves the tools that your enemy gives you? Take their train.
The train has been rather heavily guarded, and we're worried that it would be a rise suspicion, given how heavily armed and armored we are.
I see. Well, I simply say that because if I were doing it, if my band and I were doing it, we would take the mountains because we are best suited to walk along the crests of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, then you might want to think what you and your group are best suited for and do that.
Fair enough. We're, she like looks, nods at Orym. We have some capability of summoning giant eagles, but I'm not sure if the terrain, if I suppose if they're not actually at war with you, this would be less of an issue. You know, what do you think the, I suppose, odds are that they shot something out of the sky anyways?
Oh, I think if they spot you, they'll definitely figure out a way to shoot you down. But if they don't, we can definitely talk about where they like to put their posts. If you have somebody who is a ranger of some type, they'd be able to essentially, to a certain degree, predict them. But there are no guarantees.
Interesting.
You know, cloud cover moves up and down throughout the day. You can factor that in to your advantage as well. But the worry is, if they're below the clouds, you're above the clouds, then you can't see them either. And if anything shifts, you might find yourself right in front of them. This is simply the way of the wilderness.
Well, thank you for your advice.
Sure. Anything you need. We can also give you some supplies if you want.
Thank you.
We already... Yes. Yeah, we have most of what we'd need, but some amount of resupplying would not be... would go amiss.
Sure.
Well... If we're going to go by Eagle, we should probably leave as soon as we can.
Well, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's probably no reason to wait then.
Ah, Sakaar, you're back.
Yes, I am. I have a suspicion that my travels may be less problematic.
Oh. Why is that?
We shall see.
Okay.
Did you figure something out?
Well, I can't guarantee it.
Okay. Well, what did you do?
Well, it's not important right now. I think we should think about whether or not we need kind to wait of important. For morning to travel by Eagle.
Is this what it felt like to deal with me for a while?
Yes.
Okay. I am sorry, Orym.
And that other guy was the same way, too.
Yeah.
All of you with your secrets.
I don't know what time of day is it? Not that late.
It's like afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay.
We could get a good 8 hours in.
Yeah, we could get 8 hours. Get rest. We can fly for 12. We can sleep on the back of the Eagles.
Maybe you can.
No, that's the best idea.
That does seem questionable. But at the very least, a half day's travel should get us closer.
Sure.
And give us an idea of what sort of issues we might face.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. We'll need to go back out and up to the plateau.
Yeah.
Is there an easier way to do that?
Well, there is the other plateau.
The other plateau?
There's another plateau?
There's the plateau that I was just on.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to see it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Bow. Thanks again for your assistance.
Bow. Do polite things.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Bow, they do polite things back. Nod.
Fold hands.
So we go up to this plateau.
Yep. Oh, look. There's a pretty nice plateau.
Oh, yeah. This looks, is this big enough for eagles to land?
Do you like this plateau?
All right. Well, then let us do a summoning spell after I've already closed everything down. If you guys can find out what I have to roll for the distance. I know it's 400 gold pieces.
What's the thing called?
Eagle's Flight.
Eagle's Flight. Eagle's Flight.
Okay.
You leading this?
Because Silverlight kept crashing.
Botching can be an issue, but...
I'm rolling Nature.
Yep. Who all is getting in on this?
Yep. Who wants to get in on help me on this summoning?
If you need help on Nature, I'm your man.
I only get, what, +2 for each one of you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That can be significant.
Yep.
It's a nature check, you said?
Yes.
Yep.
I can help with that.
Okay. And basically, each of us just have to roll not one at this point.
We can get in on that, actually.
Which I did not.
Okay.
Nor did I. Shut up. 2 is not a 1.
I can share 14.
Neither is 4 or 6, so.
Wow.
We're no help.
2 1s. Or an 11.
So.
Oh, God. So you got +8.
So that's 30. So what's the distance I can get on 30?
Why do we suck at this so much?
Wow. 30 is
speed of 12, overland of 20.
Yep. Hey, that's, you know.
Go second team crap
best.
Roll.
Yeah, it is the second best one. Yeah.
So 30. So we sit around, do the thing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So you guys dance around and chant some stuff. And soon you see some shadows appear as 5 enormous white-bellied eagles appear. When they land, you see that they have kind of these silvery gray heads and like the top of their wings and the very edges of their tail feather or their tail feathers and their wing feathers are black.
I bow down to the eagle.
It bows.
We need to get to New Maokal.
Well, tell us the way and we will take you.
All right, it's south of here. So we climb aboard.
I'm not an eagle.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Of course. And the eagles take off.
And we're into the air. A good place to end the episode this week. Thank you so much for downloading, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you got some more backstory that you were dying to get. Because I know people have been asking about that for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and literally maybe times 10 on that.
Maybe.
If you do have questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.